And yeah. Envy are the biggest examples because they extend outward. So, like, if you have an A next to a V, there's often this huge awkward space.
Right, because they have to, if it's a...
you think of it as a box, not as a...
Yeah,
which is really interesting. But the Tufts logo is a great example of creating stuff really effectively and, like, modifying a type to...
Yeah.
To fit the... Like, because you... To be, like, optically consistent.
Yeah. Oh, man. Optically consistent. That'd be my phone, Medford.
No, I'm not optically consistent.
For one thing, I love the input font that you recommend for my computer. Cool. It's great. I code with it, and it's just my system font, and it's great.
Folks, check it out.
It's input. Very pretty. That was actually one of the benefits of me totally effing up my computer the other week was I had to redo all my app preferences.
Oh.
And as a part of that, I switched over a ton of my app fonts also to input.
Oh, that's cool.
I also switched a lot of my environments to light font on a dark background, which I'm realizing I find aesthetically pleasing and just easier to look
that's
at.
That's gotta work really well for you too, right?
Yeah. So, because that's, I started just doing that as I coded, and then I was like, wait, I can do this all the time.
Yeah. That's smart.
It's great. But where do you stand on the? I like serifs. I think they. Just look.
Oh, I can't pick. I definitely think it's a case by case thing.
You can't pick between sans and serif?
No, because I think sometimes you can do stuff with each that you can't do with the other. Like, I really do feel that way.
Name some examples of something I can't do with serif font.
Okay,
so yeah.
That's your scottiest.
I'm gonna open
up iPhone with
I'm a homeless person.
Okay. I don't know why we have to be anti-homeless.
I'm not anti-homeless.
Well, let's see what you were gonna say.
I was gonna be a little anti-homeless. Yeah.
Okay. Let's not do that, please.
Brennan, I think that was a successful call out. I commend you.
I gotta say, you pretty much telegraphed that pass. Well, I think it was gonna be pretty clear what your move was gonna be. And I thank you for not doing that.
Look, I always take the contrarian stance here.
It's just wrong.
I'm just always being facetiously exaggerated in my character.
Of course, but yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I definitely could have thought of a better.
Bunch of people that our society treats the worst. And really yeah,
absolutely,
the most
absolutely. Our society, this radio show included.
Yep, evidently.
You're so right. Well, I'm glad I didn't finish that. It wasn't going to be that bad, but. I wasn't gonna.
I'm glad you didn't.
It wasn't an assault on their character, but it was definitely an assault on their circumstances.
Sure, which I think is equally unfair.
If a little less egregious, I would maybe say.
You don't want to
split offensive hairs.
Yeah, let's not split hairs on this. That's what it is.
Fine.
But I will say, if your phone was set in a serif, you would be annoyed all the time.
That's.
Yep. I think the biggest one is screens versus print.
Yeah.
But I guess that's an oversimplification.
I guess it's a lot of detail on a screen.
Yeah, because if your phone was in a serif, you would really be annoyed every single day, I think. Like, you would get used to it.
Oh, Brennan, I'm annoyed every single day.
I believe that that's also true. But it really is extremely frustrating. Because that's the thing, and that's something like Garamond 2, which has really small, serifs and stuff. The features are very small.
Right.
That becomes really hard to work with, in smaller sizes or, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I also think, some posters work better with that kind of stuff. But, I think the same thing with the signage, obviously the New York City subway system, the MBTA, they use Helvetica or similar for most of their signage.
Right.
I think it's more effective. I think there's an interesting chicken egg thing with that too, where a lot of signage just in public spaces like a T or even a hospital or an airport or something.
Yeah.
A couple examples I saw online recently. Like, you have expectations about what that looks like.
Yeah, right.
And I think if it didn't meet those, that's where I think it gets interesting too, is like, you can try to subvert it but at a certain point it's just not effective.
Yeah, right. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting, if you ask me. Less interesting, if you ask you.
Man, hold on. Sorry, I'm getting more TA emails about this grading scheme. Because people don't want to add two numbers.
Hey, sometimes it's too many numbers to add.
That's so true.
If they were real big, 13 and 40... That'd be hard.
Oh, got a little reminder. What? I told this thing to not do sounds.
Oh, boy. Oh, brother.
Oh. All right, she at least CC'd the professor on this. Whew, all right. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I mostly... People keep emailing me asking whether they should show up to the final, because it maybe doesn't totally make sense for them to, because it might be dropped.
Right.
And I just keep being like, please email the professor this. Like, I'm not going to tell you to not go to the final. And you realize, like, I... Yeah.
Right, that's a weird thing to do.
Yeah, don't ask me... Who? I'm a student. They know I'm, like, an undergrad. Like...
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you not to go to a final. Like, I also just feel... I don't know. Yeah, I'd feel really bad for the professor if... Nobody showed up, and I was like, "Oh, I told him it was cool." It's a really weird position to put me in, and a lot of them are juniors and seniors, so I don't know. Just think, hey, cosmology for the curious. I'm doing my best.
You got that? You got that book back?
Huh?
You got that textbook back?
Yeah, that was bizarre. I don't know what happened to that.
The textbook?
Yeah. I don't know where I put it.
That's bad.
It's not. I mean, it's just, it was somebody's...
Oh, it's just a student's textbook?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't lend it or anything. It was just somebody dropped the class and brought the book to the Institute Musical and gave it to me.
Oh, there you go. Well, yeah. That was nice of them.
I guess.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. That's what I say.
Yeah.
When it's appropriate.
Strange timing. Yeah.
I say that when it's appropriate. Reduce, reuse, recycle whenever you please.
Just for the record about the homeless thing, and I... Because I...
No, I can tell you feel bad about it.
Because I was within the space of the bit of, like, okay, like, right. Extreme skeptical guy.
Of course.
And I realized that...
Scott Aukerman.
Right. And because I think, since coming to college, have done a decent job of purging bit repertoire of such subject matter.
You have done a great job.
Because I was not good about it before, but... within really what you should aspire to is that even within the derivative space of all your little sub persons, bits and characters, that they abide by generally the same principles.
Yeah, I think that's a good approach to take.
Yeah. So that just let's just the speaking to the origin of that.
Sure. And I thank you for speaking to it.
Great.
We've each done this multiple times on the show. We're like, oh, I gotta walk back. Like,
What do you mean we've each done it multiple times? When have you done it?
I've definitely done it.
Well, like, when?
Well, I think we had, like, a long talk about privilege the other week.
Yeah.
Multiple times. There's been, like, a couple times where we're, like, I don't know, where we're either not the most qualified people to be speaking on a subject or speak about it not in the best way.
I think that is mostly a problem that I have had.
I think, probably more. I think that's true. I think I'm, like, super sensitive to that stuff.
I think generally you have been, Nima, more illuminated.
Morally upright.
Yeah. Well.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. This actually is an interesting throwback to episode, I think it was episode one, where we talked about using folks versus ladies and gentlemen.
That was a correction we made really early on. Yeah, I felt really good about it. I think that was a good
Oh, yeah. I remember a lot of people...
Let's pat ourselves on the back.
Well, I just remember a lot of people... Well, it's funny because a lot of people did pat me on the back. I mean, relatively, like, several people were like, hey, that little folks discussion, that was good. And I was like, hey, maybe the show will really...
really make people think about the phrase, crap the bed. Just as an update on our most recent topics discussed.
We love words here on HCOMMA.TE. We have the best words.
Whatever font you put them in, whatever inflection you use, whatever your computer shouts them at you. but I do think that was like, I'm glad that we did that early on.
Sure.
And I think that's a thing.
And we've mostly stuck to it, I think, also.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's got to be really hard for people that don't fit into that binary, that are somewhere else on the spectrum, that just are, like, I don't know.
See, now I feel like now you're overstepping
it,
right?
Yeah, I think I'm overstepping it, yeah. But no, I think, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something to talk about.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because, I don't know, I think, like, any amount of intentionality pretty much is all you need. Like, I remember when I stopped saying crazy, or, like, when I...
I've been working on that a little bit.
Yeah, because all you have to do... Is
say something else.
Just be mindful. Yeah, and just say to yourself, okay, I'm going to not say that. And just notice when you say it. And it's not, and you know, it's not like, oh, everyone who says it is bad. But just noticing yourself. That's all you need to do.
And that's the thing. And I know Tufts gets like caricaturized as like this like super PC campus sometimes and stuff like that. But I think,
which I think is actually,
I don't think that's true.
Oh,
wait, were you gonna say that is true? Yeah. Oh, sorry, I do think it's true. I think it's very true with some stuff. I think like some stuff, and I feel like maybe more so earlier in our college years. I think it's got maybe gotten better in some ways.
Interesting.
But I think it's probably gotten like more extreme in some ways. But I think that, you know, there's a difference between like not saying things because like for fear of like stepping on somebody's toes or something like that, and just being like intentional with the way you speak.
Absolutely,
like,
absolutely.
Be considerate about the people that you're speaking of and to. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I say I think it's a super PC campus, I don't say that from
in some ways.
I don't feel like my speech has been infringed upon in the least. I don't feel like, oh my gosh, there's all this stuff I want to say and I can't say it because I go to Tufts. Like, I do think in the abstract it can be a little bit of a restrictive thought space.
Yeah, I think that's when people don't take like the, or it can be when people don't take the approach that we talked about. Like,
yeah.
Or I think maybe it comes more from people like kind of shutting other people down. I think
yeah, absolutely. And there's just better ways to have those discussions.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that's the biggest thing is like, you know, it's a learning space, like, and there's all kinds of labor that's involved with that. But I think it's important to be able to actually have the conversation in which you learn.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to live somewhere else, though.
That's totally fair.
Really do some off-campus learning,
as it were. Obviously, like we've talked about this on the show. But the Tufts bubble is like such a thing.
That's a thick bubble. Yeah.
You gotta leave, man.
Gotta
go other places.
Hey, take a pin to the bubble and go.
Whoa! I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah, destroy the Tufts bubble.
Well, can we talk about the meme page a little bit?
Oh my gosh! Let's talk about the Mother Lovin' meme page.
So I posted a meme recently.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I just felt like
Brennan, hold on. Just let me pull this up.
I feel a little weird about having posted a meme. I felt weird posting
Brennan,
it.
You posted a meme.
I thought it was reasonably funny and offensive.
Oh, did you get blowback for this?
No, not at all.
Okay.
For a second, I was paying attention to that.
Hold on. I want to talk about the meme page.
But it's weird. And apparently it's like all over college campuses. It's really taken over. Like,
yeah. Hold on. Am I even a part of...
Our meme page, obviously. Each college seems to have like a meme page.
I think I may have
like
left...
super high membership. I was going to say crazy high membership.
Oof. Oof! Tufts by numbers meme count. Wow. Tufts memes... Am I a part of... Okay. I thought I left this, but maybe I rejoined it. Oh, I think I left, but then I rejoined because Institute people started posting Institute stuff in here.
Oh, okay. So. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the number of students in the memes page, the number of members,
is equal
to or maybe even higher than the number in all the class groups
it
added up.
It is, yes. I think, well, it's definitely, well.
Or like how many students?
It's higher
are in
than
the
student body. Yeah. It's 6,600 members.
That is wild. Higher than the undergrad student body.
Yeah, the Institute's most watched video of the past several years is that because Darren posted it here.
Yeah, that was a great move.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very smart. Matt Stewart must be having a really hard time with finals because he's posting in here all the time. I don't even know how you, like, make a meme, but hold on. I got to find you. Come on, Brennan.
I just explain it.
Well, I want to offer both sides.
I put some Easter eggs in it.
Sure.
There's some fun stuff in there.
Where are you? How far down could this possibly? I guess
people posted it a ton. That's why I want to talk about it. It's become a real feature. And
it's really
like last year.
It has transformed. I was actually just talking to Danny Garfield about this, and he, I thought, was gonna say that he thought it was dumb, but he was going off about how he wishes it was a space that existed when he was here, because he thinks it's like this whole other avenue for comedy, which I sort of disagree with. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think it's true in some ways. And I think one of the interesting things about it is it very much has its own language. Like, obviously, like, that's what memes kind of are. It's building on existing stuff, and like, you kind of have to look at memes to make a meme that's most up to date or whatever.
Right.
And I think comedy also has its own language. I think especially Tufts comedy, because it's so insular, often has like a language that's pretty inaccessible, and like if you're not in it, I don't think, you know, I think we've talked about this, but like we haven't done the best job like opening up to new people to try to get involved with comedy.
Sure.
In some ways, but Yeah, I think memes provide another avenue where it's a totally different language. It's like you're operating in a totally different sphere. I do think that they're often really funny.
There are some good ones. I will say there are some good ones.
And I think it's cool because I think also with Tufts comedy, which I'm just speaking about because it's obviously the thing I have the most experience with, like,
yeah,
we tend to, we sometimes will talk about stuff that's happening on campus, but it's often not. It's often stuff that's focused elsewhere.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a cool thing about the memes page too, is like it's like kind of a way to process campus.
That's true. That's true. It is a, that's true. No, I agree with that. I think I view it less as a, I mean, I don't think memes represent art in any way, but I do think it's a public forum.
Yeah, it's a forum. Yeah, I think
it's interesting.
Which in a really fun way.
Yeah, it's a fun public forum. It's a little less cool because, like, every school has one.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
I just think it's so weird. It's so strange.
It just kind of popped up out of nowhere.
I really feel that way, yeah.
It's just this semester, right?
Was it this semester only?
I don't think it existed last semester.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't know. It's really, really interesting to see that I totally exploded.
And then it's weird to see like the comedy people posting in it.
Yeah.
You know, but then like everybody, you know, plenty of other people have good memes. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird. When Darren posted the Toot video in the meme page, I was like, whoa, that's a concept. Like, I literally had the thought of like, what if the Institute like recruited from the meme page or like had like, you know, memes were like part of our, what we made, like we're like a video like, live and memes get like so comedy funny. Group. I don't know. Like,
well, I also wonder how long it's gonna last. Like,
yeah, right.
Obviously, like memes are not going away, but that's a hot take. I think the internet and memes are sticking around, but I wonder if it's gonna continue at Tufts on this page with the same frequency and
it seems like people. There's so much content being produced on it. It's
unbelievable.
It is really absurd.
Yeah.
Amount of content.
It's so new. It's such a new
Right. So maybe it will run out of steam within the order of like a year. But
hey, we'll find out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Sarah Dakin was talking a lot. She's the new like Institute marketing person, and she's been talking a lot about just trying to get the group to be like a household name and how we can do that like in a lot of small ways, and I'm excited for those kids.
Yeah, oh, that's so true.
To do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam Zane was talking about having a comedy festival here, and I was just like, dude, we put on 6 shows a year. Like, we can't.
Yeah.
When would we possibly organize something like that? Yeah.
True that.
Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt. Word is bond.
Word is bond.
But yeah, it's memes, man.
Yeah, I mean, what? I don't know. I'm pretty glad that I'm not a person who traffics in memes.
I think that's my only meme. I think I'm done with memes after that.
Yeah, one meme boy.
Yeah, you know, just want to retire.
That's the meme you want etched onto your gravestone?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
When we all have memes etched onto our virtual gravestones.
Oh, so true.
My meme, just as an update, was about the senior brunch cruise.
Yes, right.
Sold out tickets, and so I thought to myself, "Where's a movie with a boat that doesn't have enough room?" And then I went, "Brain, we figured it out. It's Jaws." So that was the inspiration.
Sure.
Just wanna, you know, little VH1 behind. What's it called? Behind the storytellers. Let's do that.
Behind the
I think there's also VH1 behind the
actor's studio.
Behind the mic. James Lipton behind the actor's studio is just him smoking a cigarette.
Are you going to the cruise?
I am going to the cruise. Are you going to the cruise?
I don't think I got a ticket for that one.
Oh.
I think I'm going to the gala. I think I'm going to the gala and one other thing that maybe cost $5. And then I was like,
Oh, nice.
I'm not going to spend any more money.
Yeah, I ended up spending a bunch of money on that stuff. Which, hey.
Hey, to each their own. That's another thing.
That's true.
I know to each his own, like, is already
really
just gendered.
Stay there,
but, yeah,
people,
just stay there.
Just stay there.
But it's accepted. But it's I didn't do it. I didn't do it till recently. Yeah. Not like a couple years ago.
Well, it was interesting. I was noticing the Sally Yates thing yesterday.
So kind of sticks out.
The phrase when Ted Cruz was being Ted Cruz, one of the phrases it said the president shall use his or something like that.
Oh, interesting.
Which I think is interesting. I am interested to see the application of a non-gendered singular in law.
Right. Yeah.
I think a lot of times that stuff gets really specific, like with the Oxford comma milk case recently, the trucking thing.
Right.
But so I wonder if that's like a space. I think that's the thing where singular versus plural there becomes an issue.
A word is pretty much
any other situation, just use there.
Yeah.
If you're not sure.
Definitely a word. Probably a new word is in order. I know it's really hard to get a new word on board, but a singular, non-gendered, third person would actually be super helpful. And I know there are
works. And I think there are some like Zier and stuff.
I don't know how you really get that in the main lexicon.
Right.
Having people like resent it.
Right.
I don't know.
Kipar always gonna resent
it.
But I think the their thing is at least a start. It seems like that's
absolutely finally. Absolutely.
And I think legally it's an interesting in written law. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how that translates.
True.
Because I think we got to go there.
True. Man, I think this is some of the more serious.
Yeah, we've covered
actually some intellectual, interesting conversation we've ever had on this.
I think so
show.
Too.
Because this is what we talk. I mean, this is how we talk in quote unquote real life.
Yeah. Real life as such.
Yeah.
true.
Outside of the electric car bubble.
Where we do live in the studio, but
oh man, I can't wait to go back to bed with you lying on the floor in our double wide sleeping bag,
covered in crap. And we're back.
Oh man, I slept in the sleeping bag again last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I was just having a really hard time warming up. And so I was like, well, right next to me is the sleeping bag.
That's fair.
So I went under the sleeping bag, under the covers, or in the sleeping bag, under the covers. I woke up a pretty sweaty boy.
Drenched in sweat.
Covered in crap, drenched in sweat. That's my new album name.
There you go.
And the cover
coming soon.
And the cover is Donald Trump pushing the door open to a room, and there's a bucket on top of the door. So you're like, I know what's in there.
Oh man.
Yeah. Speaking of the new album, hopefully this time next week I will have the Kickstarter up. Second.
That's very exciting.
I'm very excited. Caitlin Cry and I are gonna make a video, and Jahan Madani, friend of the show, they're both friends of the show, is gonna hopefully do a little cover art for it.
Oh nice.
I mean cover art for the album, but also just for the Kickstarter page.
Oh really?
Do some art.
Very cool.
Yeah. So
that's so fun.
I'm really excited. I was telling you yesterday about some of the awesome rewards I've got. Maybe we'll reveal some on the air once the page is up. But
25 quiche will get you some fun rewards.
Oh yeah. Well, they say that's the most common one.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So when you start Kickstarter, they give you a bunch of information like that, or did you?
Well, yeah. I mean, they want you to succeed.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Yeah. They tell you like there's some pretty interesting things. Yeah, they said, the 25 was probably the most interesting. They also said they recommend having it open for a shorter amount of time.
Oh, so people feel more compelled to.
I think so, They said, you can have it up to 60 days, but you should definitely do less than 30 and probably even less than that. So I think I'm going to open it for, 2.5 weeks.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, wow. That makes a lot of sense, but it's something I might not have thought of.
Because it's really, the reason to keep it open longer is so that more people see it, but there must just be a diminishing return of people it's not done for a month. I don't need to donate.
Right.
So.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah, I guess the sweet spot. I think the sweet spot of that, I'm hoping, is about 2.5 weeks.
And do you know what cut they take?
It's 3%. It's a little higher than I would have hoped.
Just three?
It's it might be 5.
Okay, it's less than 10%.
Yeah, it's, well.
I mean, that's
totally. Hold on. Actually, I can't.
High, I guess, but
I'm gonna look this up because actually, terrible. It's interesting. Kickstarter. You can keep talking.
Oh, should I?
Okay. The payment fees, Kickstarter's fee is 5%, and payment and processing fees are between 3% and 5%. Okay.
Oh, really?
So it totals up to 8 to 10.
8 to 10%.
Yeah.
6 to 10%.
Yeah. So you got to factor that in.
Yeah, that's significant.
Yeah, it is. It is. Which is why I'm pretty sure I'm gonna try and raise 1600, because what I.
Oh, nice.
What I think I need is around 1500.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But I hope I get more, because there's other stuff I would like to get.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are you shooting for studio time?
No, just gear, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Studio time would be way more. Yeah. So basically, just like an actual audio interface and nice microphones are the cut of it. A little bit of software, some studio monitors, just like stuff that you actually should have.
Oh, very cool. And then, are you gonna record? Where are you recording?
My parents' house.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you gonna get a good little setup there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's where I. Yeah, yeah. I've got a music room, which is pretty. You know, it's in the basement.
True.
Not gonna brag, but I guess I just did.
But hey, it's just a room just for music.
Yeah. Covered in gold records.
And crap.
And sweat. And tears. And blood. And good times.
Blood, sweat, tears, sweat, and crap.
The big four. That was, yeah. That was four total things. Four total distinct items. Whew. All right. Well, Brent, I feel like we've come to a natural stopping point.
Yeah, I think so. A tight hour 26.
Yeah. Oh, man. But Isaac Newton. Well, there's no time.
Yeah, we got to give something for the listeners to come back
from. Yeah, that's right. Oh, man. All right. So next week, folks, the four wheels are going to be on.
You should probably explain who that is.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't want to. I think it lends less power to it if I explain who it is.
Sure.
Four Wheels is going to be on for the finale, and we'll, you know, yeah, I mean, I don't know, Bren, any, you know, Isha and Carolina play? Feel like they're going to...
Oh, you just revealed it.
No.
Oh, because of our band.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have any final thoughts on the show, on the experience that you think are... worth saying on there?
It's been great.
Sure.
Oh,
okay, good.
6 out of 10. No, I think I'll have more thoughts next week.
Okay, all right, fine. That's fine. I just thought they might not want to hear those from us.
Oh, true, that's true. Who
cares? It's our show. We can talk about our thoughts next week.
Yeah.
It'll probably be more poignant because it's the actual finale.
Right.
Yeah,
it's been super fun. It's been a pleasure doing this with you. And we put out quite a... Yeah, obviously.
Who,
I
mean?
Wasn't talking to the computers.
Oh, all right.
I was a little bit tired. It's yeah. been a pleasure.
Oh, we couldn't do it. We couldn't have done it without you, computers.
Couldn't have done it without you. All your ones and zeros, your sons and guts.
Could not have done it without them.
But, yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
And how about you?
I don't like that abbreviation of pleasure.
Oh, sorry. It's been a pleasure.
A soup pleasure. yeah, a pleasure. It just sounds a little too saucy.
That's fair.
Like, cinch pleasure.
Like what?
Sench pledge.
Does that mean sensual pleasure?
Yeah. Oh, crap. Did I not take
like
a...
At all.
Oh, did I not take a 1 second a day yesterday?
Oh, boy.
Oh, crope. Oh, no. This is going to be terrible. Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, wait. Okay, never mind. I took some... what? I saved a couple of photos. I guess I'll just put those there.
Yeah, that's fair.
The reminder... Well, because they're not photos that... They're old photos that I saved in my phone so I could use them for my Jumbo Smash profile.
Uh-huh.
So I will use that photo, and then I'll remember, oh, yeah, I set up my Jumbo Smash profile that day.
There you go.
But I guess I should get one just in case right now.
Sure.
Well... Look like you're having an amazing time.
Yay!
Great.
Very tired.
Great.
How'd it go?
It looks amazing.
How many seconds did I say yay for? Like 6 or 7 seconds?
Yeah. So that'll be the next week.
Oh, sweet.
I don't know if that's neat. It's been a cinch pleasure.
Yeah, that's pretty
Isha. All right, Isha, we don't... All right.
What did she say? Did she text me? She didn't text me.
Oh, she texted us. She texted Discab.
Oh. It's not come through on my phone.
Well,
my phone's also old and breaking, I think.
Strange. Isha, you missed it. This is actually a bad episode for Isha to miss, because we talked a lot about fonts and being mindful of your speech.
Yeah. Sorry, Ish.
And crap.
Yeah, also crap in the bed.
Crap in the bed.
That's like a linguistic.
Crap in beds, picking bones.
That's a lucky car. The flu.
Go, lady sky dogs. Wow, so many.
Do you ever feel like Tusk County has its own language?
I don't think that this is being Tufts Comedy.
I think it's a spinoff of it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I'm really glad that Caitlin and Brandon have a podcast.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's so fun.
I don't know to what degree that was inspired at all by us, but to whatever degree it was inspired by us, that I'm proud of that. Those two are so...
Hey, even if it's not at all.
Those two are so great.
They're doing one. They're so great.
Oh, yeah. They're so great. I'm pumped that there's going to be a show... Where there's no white guys on it. There's no required white guys on
it. Right, exactly.
And this show, there's at least one required white guy.
Yeah.
At any given time.
I don't think I feel required.
Fair.
But technically, for operations reasons, I guess so far that has been true.
Yeah. I feel like part of my goal with it was to be another platform and be another like just more experimental or chill space for people to come and just be funny,
just hang out and
I have gotten several people saying like, hey, when you had me on your show when I was like a freshman or whatever, like that, you know, made me feel whatever welcome or funny or whatever.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I don't know, that was definitely a goal, and
totally,
we got to hang out a bunch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in terms of, like, the show's, whatever the show's mission was, I actually do think we kind of accomplished it, because I think people came on and had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think so, too. I definitely think so, too.
And
I think we have this whole huge thing that we can go back and listen to later.
True, yeah, especially when I upload the rest of season 6.
Which, by the way, people have been knocking down the doors.
Oh, I know. People are like, look, I know most of the episodes have zero listens, but I'm just waiting for them all to be up.
If you want one listen.
Yeah. We will have this whole trove. And it's okay.
I had so much fun with it. Yeah, I think when we came into it, I think part of the being in character more thing, we were like, we're doing our comedy bang bang. I feel like that.
Right. And then
or are you talking you two to me? And then I think it's kind of...
It just actually has become its own show.
It's become its own hanging out thing.
Yeah.
I feel like generally you should model it based on your favorite version of it. Like, that's why when I play basketball, people go, that's Michael Jordan.
Well, he's at least playing in the Jordan style of basketball.
He's playing in the Jordan style where he
dribbles. He's playing basketball in a Jordan fashion.
Jordan-like fashion.
Yeah. You know, correctly.
Yeah.
He's following all the rules. Jinx.
Oh, my God.
But yeah. Well, it was so different because we were getting up.
It used to be earlier, too.
It was at 7, earlier. Yeah, which makes a huge difference. I think 7 to 8 is a mess. And we've had a couple of times where it was at 9.
Yeah,
which felt,
and we had a night show in the summer one time.
Yeah. Night show. Go lady night shows.
Wait, so what did we decide the final one is? Sky Cats?
Lady Sky Cats,
the electric car, go lady Sky Cats.
Go lady Sky Cats. Yeah, that's our mascot. Because we would, and we lived in Carm, so we would get up at 6:40 and meet in the lobby. And walk here in like the mist and the cold.
Seriously. And that year, because that was sophomore year, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
So that year was such a cold year.
Was it?
I think so.
I don't remember it being particularly cold.
Sophomore year, I think, wasn't that when we had 120 inches of snow?
Oh, true. Yes, that was an insane winter. Yeah, that's true.
That was a wild time.
That's true. That was quite a cold snowy winter.
Really, really cold consistently and a ton of snow.
Yeah. So then, that's true, though, because it was the model, kind of the Comedy Bang Bang, especially, because then...
Yeah, with the guests and stuff.
Yeah, and then I think we started both listening to you talking, you two to me.
Yeah.
Kind of once we'd started the show, and I think that sort of became our...
That became, like, our language for
just life.
Back and forth, I think.
But yeah, I think it has become its own thing. We've also succeeded, I think, having our own.
Well, it's been much more successful than either of those podcasts, which
big time,
cool.
Big time. Well, and the other thing was, like, I think early on we really wanted there to be this whole catalog of like jokes and bits and memories, but you don't get that for free after doing two episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's why I think we were in character, because we were trying to like establish realities for the show early on.
Yes.
But
we had like bits like intimate story time and stuff, like very intentional things
where
we would try to open like up a segment.
Right.
And some of those have stuck around.
Yeah, yeah. We still I think the segment gag has
That's really the main gag, which I think we also maybe a little bit picked up on from you talking.
Oh, absolutely. But I think we've also made that our own.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, because yeah, you don't get bits for free, or you don't get like running gags for free.
That's so true. I think you don't get bits for free is also a good slogan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh man, if only we had 8 more seasons of this show.
So true, but yeah, it's really true. You gotta get up early and you put the time in.
What kind of?
Which is technically what we did.
Yeah, that's also what people doing worthwhile things have to do.
Sure. That's really, I think, maybe a better use of the phrase, but we technically also did that.
Yeah, we woke up early, we put in our hours, something like 70 hours, I think.
Is that it?
That's something like that, yeah. It's on the order of...
Wait, how many out of 10,000 is that?
Around 70.
They were just talking about this on Comedy Bang Bang because they had their 8th anniversary show.
Oh, right.
And so they were trying to calculate how many hours they've done. And I think they're still less than like 1,000 hours.
I believe that. Yeah, I mean,
it's close to, but it's less than.
Well, because I mean, if you do something once a week for 20 years, then you get to 1,000 hours. If you do it for an hour a week.
Yeah.
So even if you do twice a week for 10 years. I mean, yeah. That
right.
Takes a long time.
Hey, 4 times a week for 5 years.
No.
If you ask me, that's right.
That's weird. No, I think that's because we've been talking about this on and off for a couple of weeks now. What changed?
Right.
Off-air.
I think that's what I think we kind of let it just happen a little bit
more. Yeah, I think the two big things is like the show actually built up its own identity, aided by the guests, but also driven by us. And we became like
great friends.
I would say quite good friends. I'll get back to you on that one.
Okay, we'll do a postmortem on that discussion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, obviously.
So
yeah.
it just relaxed and it became some little unicorn creature.
Yep.
Huh? Okay.
Good postmortem.
Good postmort on the on the penultimate app.
Yeah.
Yeah. Penultimate.
Yeah, it's the pre-post postmortem.
Yeah. In the sense that everything is pre-post itself.
Right, of course. Of course. And in the sense that I have to make phrases dumb.
Crap that bed. Crap that bed around. Pick those bones around. Wow. I liked how we're just like, yeah, the show's really developed its own bits.
Yeah,
and it's just variations on the phrase, bust those teeth around, or like
today.
Nothing if not. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, the show's really come a long way today. Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
But it's been a good time.
Nod. All right. Bondest word. okay. Well, shall we?
Let's.
There are two tracks I want to play. I want to play one more off the New Emperor X and one more off the Joko. So if, you know, you can, whatever. I'm going to play two tracks and then turn it over to the Spintron. But,
sounds good. I will. Hey, you know what? I could probably do work here, but I will say goodbye.
Yeah.
To our listeners.
To the listeners.
Hopefully we don't die tomorrow, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in today and every day.
To anyone who's been listening to more than just this today, we really do appreciate that.
Yeah, and even if you've just been listening today, we also appreciate that a lot.
Well, yeah, because, I don't know, I would honestly do this if no one were listening at all, but...
I think that's kind of the approach we've taken.
Yeah. We definitely do it as if that's the case. But, you know, it's nice to think that maybe someone likes this that we don't know at all, and or at least tolerates it, and that's cool.
Yeah,
I don't know. Because again, like this was broadcast, and
yeah, I think so too.
That was cool. I know.
Radio is like it just goes out. It just like
yeah. I know we joke about the like, I joke a lot about the people who left their computer on while they're making out. I don't know. I don't know because when I'm subbing, I always just try to address my talking at people who are doing homework.
Yeah.
And I imagine that's true of plenty of people who get up at this time and those things have info.
Sure.
Just working or making breakfast or something. And yeah, hey, thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Really, sincerely.
Appreciate it. All right, cool. One more app next week. It's going to be chock full of gags.
Oh, you bet.
It's going to be choking on gags.
Okay.
There'll be so many gags.
I understand.
That wasn't as gross as it came out.
It came out pretty gross, but it's... that's
just because gag... Yeah.
That's what a gag... Yeah.
That's what a gag is. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I got it.
The Electric Arrow.
The Electric Arrow.
That's what a gag is.
The Electric Hour stumbling through its final episodes.
The Electric Hour, just after a long discussion about how it got its legs under it, gets its legs just totally clipped.
totally clipped with the heart.
All right, on that note, boss those teeth around. We'll see you in a week. Peace. Good luck on those finals.
Good luck.
I heard him play this song live also. Emperor X, Fewer Than a Thousand Listens. Real indie rock.
We're gonna go burn a cop car. 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 We're gonna go buy a gas mask. We're gonna go get arrested. We just prevented the apocalypse. We just prevented the apocalypse. We just prevented the apocalypse. We just prevented the apocalypse.
She's the kind of person, anyway she tries, always disappointed. So she never feels surprised when she is always disappointed. She holds my hand like I'm a barbed wire fence. Dance like they're watching you, cause they are watching you. And when the bright lights find you, don't let your heart get lazy. Make you crazy. Don't read the comments and don't feed the trolls. Don't read the comments and don't feed the trolls. Hello operator, please give me number 9. If you disconnect me, I think that would be fine. Because all I can hear is talking. So much talking. Appreciate the outrage. The best I could. I thought about your think piece. I don't think it's any good. And anyway, I didn't read it. Who writes this stuff? Cause it makes no sense. I just checked my privilege, and it looks fine to me. And when the bright lights find you, they're gonna shine right.
Don't read the comments and don't feed the trolls.
park. Girls and boys are kissing as we stumble in the dark. We don't have a lot of time left. You clutch your chest, you fake a heart attack. Laugh it up, nothing looks good on me. Somebody called, they want their something back. I'm not a piece of meat, I guess I'd like to be.
Baby, don't you want me? Of puzzle pieces.